Katrina Gilmore and I met, on the phone, I think, a couple of years ago, and then we ended up in the studio together with Jamie Roberts, who was her partner in Gilmore Roberts. That's still going strong. Today, though, she is promoting the brand new project that she's in, the Albion Band, a band of extreme heritage over the past few years and now reincarnated with a brand new youthful lineup. Katrina joins me on the phone now. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you, yeah.
A very exciting time, isn't it? Because, of course, we've got a band here, the Albion Band, that have enjoyed such an illustrious career with so many amazing different musicians playing with them. And now you're a part of that establishment. How does that feel, first and foremost?
Well, it's kind of crazy, actually, because, as you say, you know, many people have been through the ranks. I think the number is about over 160 now, different members over the years. But this is the band, actually, that kind of got me into playing folk music in the first place. I went to see them when I was about 12 and was totally blown away by the band as a whole, but mostly by their fiddle player at the time, Joe Broughton. And that's what kind of made me want to play properly, really, and as more than just a hobby. So it's quite a big deal for me.
It certainly is. For people that may not be aware of the Albion Band, the heritage spans quite a long way back, doesn't it?
I mean, it goes all the way back to 1971 was the first incarnation of the band, and it's kind of it's obviously had a lot of different members over the years, but it's had a lot of different kind of formations as well in terms of the sound. I mean, it's gone from straight up folk rock through to kind of acoustic incarnations as well. So it's had a very varied history.
Well, you've got the new album out, haven't you? Because you're now part of the lineup along with Blair Dunlop. We'll get to talk about that in just a second. But the album's out now. I've had a listen. It's phenomenal. And it fuses together the kind of styles of music that you've just mentioned, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got its heavy rock moments and it's got its kind of more acoustic, gentler moments as well. So it definitely has a bit of a variety across the album, that's for sure.
Is that what you meant to do when you went into the studio to lay down the tracks? Did you definitely want to draw on the influences of a bygone Albion band, or did you mean to try and do something new and groundbreaking? What was the direction you were going for?
Well, because it's had such a lot of different directions over the years, we kind of thought that we would like to bring it back to folk rock, which was where it kind of started from. So although I think it's nice to have the variety of stuff, we did kind of have a definite direction when we started, but it was a bit of a weird way to do it, actually, because although we kind of got together with all the different band members maybe about 4 or 5 months before we recorded the album, we actually never properly played together before we recorded, and we kind of sat down and worked stuff out acoustically, but we'd never been into a rehearsal studio. We'd never played properly together as a band until after we recorded the album, which is a very kind of backwards way around of doing it, really.
Yeah, totally. So when you were in the studio then, laying down the tracks, were you hearing things and thinking like, oh my God, Blair, I didn't realise you could do that. Gavin, what's this coming through? I never realised that was possible.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. And it was weird because we didn't actually know, although we had an idea of what it would sound like, we didn't really have any definite kind of evidence of what it was going to be like until we finished it, and then we were like, oh, right, so this is what the Albion Band sounds like.
So it was a pleasant surprise at the end then.
Odd. Yeah, absolutely a surprise, yeah.
Oh, that's superb. But of course, Blair Dunlop, somebody that's getting a lot of column entries at the moment because it was his pops, really, Ashley Hutchins, that brought together the whole Albion Band movement in the first place, and now we see the next step of the generation coming into the music of today. And someone like Blair, who's getting, you know, a lot of exposure in the Fairport scene. I mean, I saw you wandering around at Cropperty. What did you make of his performance with the band?
I thought he was great, but I knew he was fantastic. And since we've been in the Albion Band together, I've seen him do his solo stuff a lot of times. And he's just, he's a fantastic performer. And for somebody who's only just turned 20 this year, I think he's got a long career ahead of him. He's a great singer. He's a great writer. And a great guitarist as well. So he ticks every box, really.
See, the thing is, Katrina, it strikes me that the youth music scene of today, people like Blair, who are 20, and you yourself, you know, you're only young, with the greatest respect, of course, are coming through with such great force and drive in today's music and producing music that you'd expect of musicians that have been honing their craft for decades.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so. And everyone's just trying to do their best, because there is such, as you say, there's such a lot of good young musicians out there that it's quite competitive, really, in a way to get the attention of people who are booking for festivals and stuff and booking for venues. But the great thing about it is on the folk scene anyway, it's such a friendly scene. And we're actually, you know, if you think of a lot of the young people on the scene, most of us know each other and most of us are all friends, which is a really nice thing to be a part of.
So how did you feel then when you got, was it a phone call or who orchestrated putting the band together, this new Albion band? How did you feel when you got involved?
Well, I got a text from Tom Wright, who's the drummer. Him and Gavin and Blair and Ashley had been talking, and then I got a very cryptic text message saying, "Are you busy?" And I said, "Well, what, today? What, this year? You know, what do you mean?" He said, "Oh, you know, how's things going? Are you too busy to be involved in anything else?" I said, "Well, that would depend on what it is." He said, "Well, I can't tell you any more just yet." And of course, as soon as you hear that, you want to know more immediately. So I pestered and pestered, and eventually, after, you know, maybe a few weeks of cryptic text messages, I discovered that it was going to be a new Albion band, which was, yeah, very exciting, particularly as they had such a big influence on me when I was growing up. But, you know, for anybody in the folk scene, it would have been an exciting thing to be asked to be a part of, you know, as they've been such a big deal over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great honour. But how has it been time-wise then? Because, what, do you have time? That's an amazing text to receive. But at the same time, I suppose, as all this has been in the incendiary, you've been working on a new Gilmore Roberts album.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, you know, it kind of, I think you just have to be very organised. And everybody who's in the Albion band also has either a solo project or another band project going on at the same time. And what we have to do really is sit down with our diaries and look at, you know, 12, 18 months ahead and say, right, okay, this is when our Albion band tours are going to be, this is when we're going to rehearse, and this is when we're going to record, and kind of plan it out so that then we can see what other space we have left for our other projects and stuff.
Totally. Well, it's a concentrated tour, isn't it? The Band on the Wall gig in Manchester, I'm going to try and make it down to that one, but you've got Newcastle on there, you've got Hoxton in London, York. Apparently, York, I've never been to York, but I'd love to go. Apparently, it's got a booming music scene there.
Yes, yeah, it does have a very good music scene. I've never been to this venue before, the Duchess, but it's a cool place to be, York.
Totally. So you're going to wrap up the tour pretty much within November, bar one date in Skegness, and that'll
That's
be cold.
Right, yeah.
But that'll be awesome. Are you excited about the tour coming up?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I'm also excited about rehearsing just before we go on the tour as well, because we're going to get a few new things together so that we've got, you know, obviously we'll be playing stuff from the album, but also it's nice to have a few new things to try out as well. So we'll be bringing some new stuff out to the stage on this tour.
Let's quickly talk about the Cropperty Festival. That's something that we probably both hold very dear to our hearts. How did you find it this year?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it's been great every year that I've gone, but I think there were, you know, there's always good bands on, but the weather in particular this year has made a massive difference. You know, fantastic sunshine for the whole time, and also my current favourite band, Larkin Poe, were playing there, so that was a very exciting Cropperty for me.
My word, Larkin Poe blew me away.
Yeah, having, I think they did that to a lot of people, actually.
But there's always bands that seem to do that on the lineup, though, aren't there? It's a bizarre thing.
Ones that you've never come across before, or who you've not even heard of, maybe. They always do pick a good lineup for Cropperty.
Final point, just to finish up on. As a fiddle player yourself, as a phenomenal violinist, what's it like to see somebody like Swarb playing on that stage in front of you?
It's quite bizarre if you think about it long enough, because he has been such a kind of a stalwart of the folk scene, and even with lots of health problems and stuff, he's always got back up there and kept playing, and he's still a fantastic player. But what is weird is thinking that he inspired, you know, loads and loads of fiddle players to kind of get out there and do that thing, and he was the inspiration who got Joe Broughton to play, who then was the inspiration for me to get up and play. So it's kind of a chain reaction kind of thing. It's very weird.
That's unbelievable. Katrina is part of the Albion Band now, and they kick off their tour of the UK on the 6th of November. They're starting in Manchester and then working their way across the UK. The album is out now, and it's well worth a listen. Katrina Gilmore, thanks ever so much for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Louis. It was lovely to talk to you.
Louis Chadwick, The Source.